Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, why does soy society have so much higher standards for men's appearance when compared to that of women? These days the woman on the right looks average, and she still expects the best of men. And if you don't date her even though she looks like Oswald Cobblepot, they'll call you an incel. If you do talk to her and say the wrong thing, she's going to ghost you because she knows her worth. Online dating has created too much optionality for average and below average women, and no optionality for average men at all. Up next, we have Russell Brand walking into his grape trial carrying a Bible. Religion is all too often a refuge for scoundrels. Does anyone remember when he was married to Katy Perry? She's been recently accused of groping another woman. Apparently she kissed her and she didn't like it. She's also now with Trudeau, and it was recently exposed that he had PDF file youngling corn on his computer as Prime Minister, and the police did nothing. They're all a bunch of deviants that deserve one another. Number 3, remember guys that there is twice as many British Muslims fighting for ISIS than in the UK armed forces. And remember, if you don't think that there are true Brits, then you're racist. This is not going to end well when there are enough Muslims in the UK to start fighting for their own state. Yeah, it's not going to end well for the Muslims once white folks develop robotic armies to fight against them. Those will end up making jihad obsolete, and I can't wait. Moving on, the propaganda about Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, is out of this world, with Christine Lagarde saying that Mark has been nicknamed the George Clooney of finance. He's more like Mr. Burns before he lost his hair. And the author Christine Lagarde went crazy trying to shut down Bitcoin, and she failed. She said that as a central banker, she wanted to shut the exits on Bitcoin so that no one could escape the fiat currency extravaganza. Number 5, and here's some terrible news from Canada. The Canadian Cultural Minister Mark Miller says that it'll be easier to regulate and censor the internet now that the Liberal Party has a majority government. Yes, but only because they bribed the Conservatives to join their party. The majority government was purchased and not elected. Anyone with money and brains is planning to leave Canada and taking their wealth and letting that sinking ship of a country go down without them. Up next, Peter Magyar, the Prime Minister of Hungary, will stop issuing work visas to non-EU citizens on June the 1st. Looks like he's closing the doors on enrichment more than Viktor Orban ever did. And he's not a leftist ready to sell out his nation to the EU. Also, is it my imagination, or does that look like Andrew Tate waiting in line on the right? Unfortunately, this isn't enough because Spain is minting European citizens by the oil tanker load. Number 7, do you believe this, that white birth rates are expected to reverse their decline while other races are going to continue theirs? I do, because the African American fertility rate is almost as low as the white one, and recently the Philippines hit fertility rates of 1.7. They were almost 3 10 years ago. I'm predicting that eventually other races will catch up to the white and East Asian fertility rates, and then artificial wombs will boost the white rates while everybody else sinks. That's my prediction for the future. Moving on, someone says they're sorry about some guy's mom's skydiving accident. Yes, because your mama was so fat that when she jumped out of a plane and her parachute didn't open, she made her very own crater lake. This joke cracks me up, and apparently it cracks the crust of the planet as well. What I'd like to see is the aircraft she jumped from, or did she just slip and fall off a mountain? If it was a plane, she probably rode on top of it, like they used to carry the space shuttle. Number 9, why were women like this before Ozempic? Calling doctors sexist fatphobic pigs for trying to get them to lose weight. Extremely obese people are addicted to their drug of food, and telling them to stop is like trying to get a drug addict to stop taking drugs. Ozempic is a drug that limits withdrawal symptoms, which are basically hunger. As far as I'm concerned, I'd help obese people by putting them into a room with a narrow door, where they could leave any time once they were skinny enough to fit through it. Up next, here's a bit of hope from Canada, where the Montreal School Board fired 150 teachers for refusing to remove their religious symbols, almost all of them Muslim women in hijabs. Quebec also banned Muslims praying on the streets and blocking traffic. They can either assimilate or leave, and this means that they'll just flood other parts of Canada. This ban only works if it's the entire country and not just one province, but at least it's a good start. Fire more of them. Number 11, Canada's movie theater monopoly, Cineplex, is seeing interest from potential buyers. It doesn't matter though. This is like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Most movie theaters will be dead in the next 5 to 10 years thanks to AI films and TV shows. I'm predicting that Regal will probably take over and start charging $20 to $25 per ticket for movies. It's going to be like Hudson's Bay Blockbuster and Toys R Us all over again. It's an obsolete form of mass entertainment. Moving on, this woman says that she's 40 but still gets asked for ID at gigs. Do you believe her? Yes, but only if it's a really dark nightclub and she's not fat. In the broad daylight, no one thinks she's young with that turkey neck. The only reason someone might ID her is because the bouncer was ordered by the management, or he might get fired. Then again, maybe they check her ID to make sure she isn't going to try and weasel her way into a senior's discount. Number 13 Canadians are about to be bribed with their own money on June 5th, as the government gives us a one-time grocery benefit payout. The real food inflation hasn't even hit yet. Farmers are not getting the fertilizer they need, and food prices will rise fast in the fall and beyond. Wouldn't it make more sense to give people the money when they need it instead of right now? This makes me feel like I'm living in a third world country. Up next, here's more enrichment insanity in New York, where all Ramadan events receive permits, but Mam Dani is banning celebrations for America's 250th birthday extravaganza. New York said it would never forget 9/11. Well, it looks like things are worse than they could have imagined, with the Muslim communists doing a controlled demolition of the city. Why do you think that so many New Yorkers are fleeing for Texas and Florida? Number 15, this woman posted that sleeping around in your 20s has consequences, but didn't mention which gender this applied to. And it was obviously all women triggered by this. Because why wouldn't they be? They think that everything is about them. To be honest, I think it has consequences for men too. At least it did for me. After only 2 or 3 partners, I couldn't bond with a woman as strongly as I did before. Now I just don't care about love and relationships anymore. Moving on, in France, an Afghan man was arrested for doing some very naughty things to goats and sheep. The animal rights activists are going to take this barbarian to court. Ironic, isn't it? They won't protect women and children from barbarians, but they draw the line when it comes to animals. Maybe they should put a goat on every street corner to make sure the police actually do their jobs. But I wouldn't do that because I have empathy for those goats. Number 17, only 2.6% of South Africa's population pays 76% of the income tax. And I bet that most of those people are white and they need to leave. The country is turning into a poop hole before our very eyes as the roads and infrastructure deteriorates. Ironic how they used to live much better during apartheid. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if most of that money from taxpayers is stolen by the ANC instead of going back to the public. Up next, apparently there's a fake report circulating about how 32% of men in America and 30% in Canada report that they have fantasies about sharing their wife. Obviously, this is fake because that number is much higher in Canada. But it's worse than you think because according to Grok, 58% of men have fantasized about it in America too. What the hell is wrong with men? Apparently, Jeremy Hambly of The Quartering is facing allegations of cuckoldry because he was swinging with his wife. Number 19, someone says jokingly that humans were made to sit at a desk 9 to 5, explore the world for only 2 weeks a year, and come home and watch Netflix every night, and have zero creativity. It's a sad way to live. If I'm not creative every day even a little bit, then I get depressed. I can't work a 9 to 5 because I don't fit in with the people there, and I don't generally watch lamestream entertainment. Only shows that make me think, and usually while I'm having my meals. Moving on, here we have another 18-year-old woman making $1 million in only one day on the platform. Simp bucks are still flowing on OF, it seems. This is the new hitting it big for women. Enjoy it while you can, ladies, because AI is gonna take those simp bucks and send them to India. If she was such a big star on YouTube, then why did she have to do smut? And yes, she obviously took those pictures when she was 17, and OF is complicit in allowing underage pics on their websites. Number 21, here's a rare occurrence in this day and age. A man with some actual self-respect. The woman says it'll have to be 6 months before they have sex. The guy says he respects her decision and says that he'll give her a call closer to that time. The dude was disrespected and told that she just wanted to use him as an emotional tampon, and if he didn't stop talking to her, then he was a simp. Most guys don't even get to this point anymore. Women ghost you before you see them in person. Up next, in British Columbia, people are leaving and the population dropped for the first time in over 150 years. Canada's dying because people have had enough. Who wants to live in a province where every city and town has homeless encampments downtown, and where crime is rampant? Here's a picture of the province saying that they want to now find a way to tax residents of BC who leave for Alberta. Call it a relocation tax. It's actually capital controls. Number 23, so sad, too bad. Megan Trainor is forced to sell her $6.8 million house after canceling her tour because of a lack of audience. I guess that's what happens when you make money for department stores, but people are buying more things online these days. but I won't be satisfied until I see her fighting with a homeless guy over a piece of cardboard in the streets. She lost all her weight and lost her fat empowerment audience too. Moving on, 60% of ticket buyers get their Coachella passes through financing. Coachella used to be great, but now it's just a cash grab like Burning Man. Some of them were even scammed buying fake tickets and paying for fake Airbnbs. People aren't very bright. If they live in or near a big city, the artists at Coachella will visit their town. Recently, I paid $200 to get platinum tickets to see them midnight in Toronto. Why would I fly to Coachella and pay an arm and a leg for a terrible and inconvenient experience? Number 25 on the last one, people are saying that Erica Kirk looks exactly like the bride at Chucky. Looks like Erica wishes that she could also look like Tiffany. But as far as I'm concerned, this is an insult to Tiffany Valentine. People will say that she's just mourning. Erica was probably also mourning Chucky as well. I don't know about you, but Erica Kirk has always been giving me them heebie-jeebies. Did the bride of Chucky also kill Chucky? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.